Okay, this is the most fun one. We'll get to the good stuff here now. Our internal grammars are impervious to manipulation.
What's that actually mean?
Well, it's fairly clear now from the research we have in instructed second language acquisition that the effects of instruction are severely limited. By instruction here, I mean telling people how the language works and then making them practice it. That's what I mean by instruction. I'm not talking about teaching them to read. I'm not talking about teaching vocabulary. I'm talking about grammar here in the sense of, okay, this is the way ing works in English. We tell them about how ing works and then we practice it, for example. Okay, tons and tons of research on this. What is commonly accepted, and I shouldn't even say commonly, it's just accepted now in second language acquisition, is that no matter what form that instruction takes, it cannot alter the fundamental processes that underlie second language acquisition. Now, this claim is based on several findings. The two most significant ones are the work on developmental sequences and acquisition orders. I don't know if you're familiar with this research, but I'll give you a two-minute rundown on this. Developmental stages or developmental sequences are those stages in the acquisition of a particular structure that people go through. In the acquisition of English, for example, there are stages of acquisition for negation. It's known that learners begin to start negating by just putting a no in front of something like no soap. No beer. When I used to teach ESL, you know, I used to teach the Muslims because they don't drink. I'd say, so Ahmed, did you drink beer last night? No, no drink beer, is what he would say, right? No, no drink beer. Then the second stage is followed by using subjects, some kind of subject pronouns, but keeping that no, not having an auxiliary. So like, I know drink beer, okay, or you know do that, okay? And then there are subsequent stages where the auxiliaries start to unfold. You get don't as a chunk and can't as a chunk. They still don't know what not is and so on, and there's just like about five stages. Okay, so there's five different stages going through negation. There's five different stages in learning how to make simple WH questions in English. Five, because there's embedded clauses. And so on. There's research in the acquisition of German, research in the acquisition of Spanish. We've got lots of research on acquisition stages or developmental stages. We also have research on acquisition sequences, which is basically those little inflections and little words in language. Which ones come out first? Which ones do learners get first? Okay, which ones do they get last? I think those of us who teach English know that third person S is pretty hard for learners. That's the one that they tend to omit the most. That's the hardest for them. ING comes in relatively early. Past tense is interesting because first they get the irregular past tense, then they start to get the regular past tense, and the irregular drops out, and they start irregularizing irregulars, and then the irregulars come back in afterwards, and so on. Okay, so all these little pieces of language are acquisition orders, and there's a predictable order that they come in over time. And what we've seen is that no instruction on the face of Earth has ever altered those orders of acquisition, or has ever altered the developmental sequences. Learners do not skip sequences because they get instruction. They do not change their acquisition orders because they get instruction. And in fact, in one study, several studies have been shown that instruction has been harmful.